Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Hey there, welcome back to Tweet Trends. Today is part two of Help Wanted. So let's get started. To stay or not to stay? That's the question for today's episode. Now, the previous episode, we were talking about getting the job. But now that you've got the job, do you stay there? Or do you kind of look around and see what else there is out there and consider making that move? With my husband being retired military, I know that the military world, you're expected to promote, to move up, to do different things throughout your military career. I never thought about how that would relate to the civilian world. I never even thought that that was a thing in the civilian world. And I'm sure it's because I was an educator. In education, if I'm working in a school district and I go from one school to the next in that same district, the pay thing isn't going to change because it's that same scale. And my years of experience, that'll get me a little bit more money. And if I get a higher degree, that'll get me a little bit more money. And even with my husband being in the military, one of the things I was afraid of is that I would educate myself out of a job because we would go from place to place to place. After I got the master's degree, it was like, do I get the PhD? Because then that means for a math teacher, they're going to have to pay me more because I have a PhD. And they may want to pay less and get somebody that just got out of college. I don't know. So that was a big thing for me. But I never thought about the fact that there are people in education that might move from one school district to the next because their pay scale is a little bit different. And that could be due to cost of living, or it could be due to the type of headache that you're going to experience in that school district. Just saying. But never really even thought about that, but it was a thing. And I even saw an article just recently about how when things started to come back alive from being hit so hard by COVID, there were some employers that were offering more money for the same job that they, you know, offered before. And it was maybe because it was a face-to-face type job and people were kind of like, oh, I don't know how I feel about people breathing on me and everything. So yeah, you're going to have to give me a little bit more money because what I don't want is to catch the COVID. And so, you know, I didn't realize that was a thing then either because I wasn't working and I wasn't trying to work then. I had no desire to work at that point in time. But then you look at it some more, and then I had a conversation with a cousin. And she was working with a career counselor or a career coach, and they were looking at her resume and they told her, it's like, it's time for you to move on. And she's kind of like, what do you mean? Move on? What is that? And they were saying, you've been in this one position too long. So you can stay at this company, but while you're there, see if there's other things that you can do. Are there other titles that you could somehow get, some more experience that you can work through, or, you know, what else can you do to continue to add to your resume? And I'm telling you, I never thought about that, but it makes sense. Why wouldn't you? Why would you stay in one spot? And then the more I thought about it, I realize I know the answer to that one. The answer is what you've been exposed to. So if you think back in time, back in the, say, 40s and 50s, back then, they used to make televisions that were built to last. They weren't breaking all the time. Anything that they were making back in the day, they were built to last. And so were the people. They got into positions at jobs. And if there was space for them to promote, then they did. If not, they were okay with it because they had a good paying job. They were able to put food on the table and clothes on their families' backs and a roof over their head. They were able to take the vacations and have the nice car. So they were okay with staying in that one job for 50 years and then getting a watch at retirement. They were okay with that. But then something happened. Something happened and things started to change. Kind of like how those televisions that used to be built to last, they started not having the same type of quality going into them, because if you make something too good, you're going to work yourself out of a job. Because nobody's going to need to buy another television if they all last forever, right? So the quality began to go down. Now, as far as jobs go, you could have this one job here with company X and then just trying to see what it's like. People want to know, is the grass greener on the other side? So they check it out. Let me just see. They got a position over here that's very similar to what I do over here. Let me look at company Y. And what do you know? They're offering almost two times as much as what I'm making over here. And I've been over here this long. So then people start taking a chance. Now, the only problem with that is kind of like in dating. You kind of don't want to let go of one until you got the next one. And I know that ain't the right thing to do, but people do it. People don't want to be lonely. People don't want to be broke either. So they're in one position. They go and apply for the other one. And if they get it, then it's like, ooh, I can cut these guys loose over here because now I can go over here to these guys. So then you start getting, you know, contracts with clauses in it that say, oh, you can't go work at the competition within X amount of time of working here and da 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 da. Okay, that's, you know, getting into the weeds, I know. But those types of things became a thing because people started weighing their options. Now, I have a cousin that was working at a company for 20 years. And they got laid off. And it was like breaking up with someone. They went through that mourning period where it was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they actually let me go. What in the world am I going to do? That was their main gig. That was where they got their benefits from. And, you know, they dealt with it. And then said, okay, time to pull it together and get back out there and see what we can work out. And in a conversation I had with them the other day, they were saying how they were putting in an application and they got to the point where they wanted to know what their age range was. And I thought that was interesting. I was wanting to know the age range, like pick which one you fall in. And when they selected, I think it was like 51 to 65, a prompt came up on the screen. And that prompt said that they should possibly check with AARP and see about getting a job through them. I about fell out of my chair. Are you kidding me? Wow. But in all of that, in talking with them about their situation, it was that whole situation of, should they have stayed there that whole 20 years, or at some point in the game, 5 years in, 10 years in, they should have then started looking to diversify, kind of like how people do with stocks and bonds and whatnot, to diversify their portfolio. Maybe they needed to diversify their resume and find something else to do to kind of beef it up a little so that in the situation that a layoff would come, that resume would be so much more robust than the next person that they couldn't help but to hire them. Whether you are old school, new school, or no school, there's no one correct answer for this particular situation. It depends on what it is that you're looking for. What is going to make you happy? You could be in a job and get in there and never leave. And you'll enjoy the camaraderie of working with a group of people that you've known for a really long time. It gets to be like family. And then you become the expert in that position. And, you know, there are other pluses for that. But in the same sense, there can be negatives for it as well. But then let's say you move jobs every couple of years. There's pluses with that as well, because you may be able to kind of skip up in the pay scale by going to places that are a step above where you are now. You could do a really great job with increasing your network, because you'll be meeting a lot of different people because you'll be moving from job to job on such a regular basis that you'll be constantly adding new people. And then you get to pick up on best practices from various places and various people. But the same thing goes for this. There's also negatives as well. So you kind of have to look at it in a deal breaker type situation. We keep going back to this relationship thing. What are your deal breakers? And that's going to determine what's going to be the best option for you. Because let's say you want to be able to go to all of your kids' Little League games. Then depending on what these various places offer and don't offer, that may determine, okay, I'm going to have to stick with this one job until they get to high school. And then once they get to high school, then I can see if I can move around. Or just the opposite. I can jump around while they're little and we move different places and do different things. But then once they get to high school, let's keep them in a place so that they have a little bit more stability and feel like they're a part of something and not constantly having to make new friends. If moving is a part of that job relocation, new decisions, changes, and whatnot. So once again, there's no one size fits all answer. It just depends on you. It depends on what your needs are and what your family's needs are. If you're single, then you know what? Do it big. Do all the things. And then that way, and in the long run, you won't be able to regret that you didn't test it out, that you didn't see if you could do it. Because there are some people that are doing that whole job switch, 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 and watching their bank accounts grow. They're doing that. But it's not for everyone. So don't let anybody make you feel bad if you don't. It's what you choose to do. And you let them know, okay, well, that's fine for you, but as for me and my house, this is how we choose to do things. And I'm going to stay in this job. I know this job. I know the people. I know how to work the system. You know? Thanks for joining me for today's episode. Once again, it's your own personal decision on what's going to be best for you and yours. Whether you stay in the job or if you switch it up every so often, maybe you're just trying to find yourself. You don't know yourself that well. So you start in a place where you think you're going to be good, and it may take you somewhere else. That's similar to me with my major. I started off as a computer science major. I thought I was going to love it, and I absolutely hated being in the computer lab, looking at a computer all the time. I needed to be around people. I needed to talk. And so I realized real quick that was not the place for me. So I had to kind of switch gears and do something else. And you may find that you have to do the same. The thing that you are passionate about in one season of your life may not continue to be that thing that you're passionate about. And it's okay. It's okay to change your mind. We change our clothes, don't we? You can change your mind. It's okay. And don't let anybody try to convince you that it's not okay. Because it's your life, not theirs. I said all that to say, thank you. Thank you for listening. I'd love to know your thoughts. You know to find me. that place that used to be called Twitter, now that it's X, Instagram, YouTube, at Hey Yvette. That's at HEYEVETTE. Or just look for the hashtag Tweet Trends.